Our thoughts always turn to family as Christmas approaches. Most of us tossing up what presents to buy or pondering who's going to have to spend Christmas lunch sitting next to Mad Aunt Maud or that kooky Cousin Charlie. But many families find Christmas difficult because of who is not there, and particularly those missing children. Every year, hundreds of Australian babies are stillborn or die prematurely in intensive care. The effect of their loss lasts a lifetime, but often there's no tangible way to remember such short lives. Former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally recently told me about remembering her stillborn daughter, Caroline.
When we had a funeral a few years ago in our family, my husband's grandfather, my sister-in-law, when she wrote up the prayers of the faithful for the Mass, and one was for the great-grandchildren, and she included Caroline in that list. And that's touched me in such a way that, and I have an aunt who sends me a card every year on Caroline's birthday. And she's remembered in our family. She's named in our family. There are photos of her.
Those photos are a key to remembering. But grieving parents don't always have the presence of mind to record their final moments shared with a dying child. And that's where a group of professional photographers has come up with an extraordinary gift. They're part of a group called Heartfelt, and Andrea Sproxton helps organise this group in Queensland. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Stillbirth and the premature death of children is such a sad and difficult topic. How did Heartfelt first begin?
It began by a mother who actually lost her own baby and didn't have any professional photographs of her baby, didn't actually even have any good photographs of her baby, and she started it up because she wanted to provide that memory to other families going through the same situation.
What does it give to families?
It gives them a lasting memory, a beautiful memory, because we are all professional photographers who donate our time to these families. So it basically gives them something that they can either choose to look at in a month's time or a year's time or never. Just knowing that it's there often is a great comfort to them in that grieving process.
Andrea, how did you yourself get involved with this?
I heard about the organisation and just couldn't not be part of it. If I've got something that I can give back to these families, then, you know, I wanted to do that. And all of our photographers are exactly the same.
How much of a demand is there?
Unfortunately, there is quite a bit of a demand at the moment. For example, this week we've done probably 5 sessions just in the space of a few days. It comes in, you know, waves, though. Sometimes we'll have no calls for a month and then all of a sudden we'll have, you know, 10 in a week or so. We probably do about 50 to 100 per year in Queensland.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very sad and unfortunately you wish it was something that you didn't have to be part of, given the nature of it all. I just wonder, from your perspective as a photographer, I know you're outside, but in a sense you're still part of that moment. How does that affect you or not affect you?
Oh, it's very confronting and it's very emotional at times because obviously, you know, the families are obviously going through an extremely emotional time and, yeah, you're part of that. You walk into the room and obviously it can be a very, very sad time. I always say to people that I put my photographer hat on and I kind of just look through the camera and just photograph it. It hits me when I get the photos home and start editing them.
And are you doing this at the hospital? You're actually invited in by the family to take photos of the child in the hospital?
Yeah, a lot of them are in the hospitals. We don't just do stillbirths or premature infants, though. We actually cover children with a serious or a terminal illness up to the age of 16. So it's not just about babies, it's about sick children as well.
Wow, that's a really tough job, I would imagine, especially when you're dealing with children with terminal illness. I didn't realise that was also part of what you did.
Yeah.
What about the families themselves, the grieving families? What are they saying to you during all of this?
They, as you can understand, at the time, often they don't say a lot because, you know, of the moment that they're in, obviously. When they received the photos, they couldn't be more grateful. A lot of them use them as but as for the funeral service, they will be contacted, you know, soon after if the baby's passed away. And they couldn't be more appreciative of the fact that our photographers have given up their time, often in the middle of the night. Our photographers basically drop everything to go and to help these families.
Oh, wow. How much solace then do these photos provide? You mentioned that some of these photos can be used for memories down the track, obviously at times of family gatherings like Christmas, but also at the funeral.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess, you can't really put something on that, can you? It's just a lasting memory that they're going to have forever.
How do you prepare volunteers for this work?
It varies. Some of our volunteers have just had to, because we only have about 40 members in Queensland, which sounds like a lot, but obviously that's over the whole of Queensland. Sometimes we try to prepare them by buddying them up. So when we get a call for a hospital, we'll take a new member along with a member that's been doing it for quite some time, just so that they can see how it works, what to do when they get in the room, that kind of thing. But sometimes that's not possible. So a lot of the time our photographers actually got first-hand knowledge of going through something like this. So a lot of them are prepared by their own experiences.
Do some get counselling as well to help them through if they find a particular experience very difficult to process?
Absolutely. We have all of that support through the organisation. We can, you know, we have buddies throughout the organisation. We have state reps through for every state that, you know, if we think that there's going to be a particularly difficult session, we obviously follow up with the photographer to make sure that they're coping okay as well.
And are you available and the volunteers available throughout Queensland and all here on the Gold Coast?
Absolutely, yep. Indeed.
Andrew Sproxton, thank you very much. I'll point everybody to your website for more details. That's heartfelt.org.au.
Yes.
And Andrew, of course, is the Queensland organiser for this amazing volunteer group called Heartfelt. Andrea, thank you.
Thanks for having us.